Medical Lab. This is Malcolm. How can I help you?
Hey, can I talk to Derek Jordan, please?
Oh, he is over in the polygraph unit. Give me just a moment. I'll give you the number, and then I can connect you. There it is. All right. Let me give you the number just in case the transfer doesn't go through. Ready?
Yep.
All right. That'll be 313-790-0341. Give me just a moment.
Thank you.
Creates an unnecessary hurdle to employment and personal success. Thanks to the Clean Slate Law, there is now a new and simple misdemeanor marijuana.
Hi, Derek. This is Phil Neumeier. How are you?
I'm good. Who is this? I couldn't catch your name.
Philip Neumeier?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Neumeier. Okay, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Hey, I got the polygraph lab back, but it only had one test on it, not the, I believe you said there was three tests from the within the polygraph investigation. And it was just a report with like a single paragraph. I was just wondering what the where we get the other test results for the two other tests.
No. When I do the poly, you get my results back. I probably asked him two or three questions. Those questions should be on the actual lab result itself. It should say what relevant questions that I asked, and the other questions, they don't get put on there. That's just how the poly reports go. So it should have the two questions or the three questions that I asked your subject on the actual exam, and then it should say what the results are. Any other exam that anybody else did or anything like that, like if the person had a private, are you saying they had a private exam or something like that?
No. We were just looking for more data on it as the lab report came back as just a basically a single paragraph.
Okay, what were you looking for? Like, what was you expecting to be on there?
Parts 1 and 2 of the examination.
Parts 1 and 2 of the. I don't understand what you mean by that. Part 1 and 2.
Well, actually, the conversation part of the examination.
The way that works, if when you sit there and you watch it, if there's anything that person says that's conducive to your investigation, that's for you to jot down. The only time that we put anything in our report is if they confess to us. There's a confession.
Oh, okay.
The only time that we write anything up. If they further the lie, if they continue to deny or anything like that, we just put in there they passed or they failed, whatever the case may be.
Okay, so we can request the video?
If they're... Actually, the video is not available anymore. How long ago did we take this test? Because the first part of it is not videoed anyway, for all type of HIPAA reasons and everything else. That's the reason why you guys come and watch it, and we have paper and stuff in there. Either you can record it with a typewriter or computer or whatever, if you want to type down what they're saying, because they talk to us about all kind of stuff that's not even related to your actual incident. That's the reason why we can't record any of that stuff. They talk about their health stuff. They talk about growing up. We talk to them about everything. So
okay.
Our policy is we only record the post-test. So if with yours, what was the actual results? Did it say he failed? Did it say it was probable noncompliant, meaning that they didn't follow directions?
Yes,
what
it was
the actual results.
It was probable noncompliant behavior.
Okay.
So that's
just like a person. That's just like a person selling and then deciding to walk away and not talk. Because basically, we didn't even get a chance to get enough data to score because they chose not to follow instructions.
Okay.
Was
there any more information involved with that, as that's kind of what we're looking for, as to the reasoning why?
No. What that paragraph states, that person was given instructions and they chose not to follow them. So that's our standard form, that's what we put on our reports when they choose not to follow. Now, if he would have gave additional information to the case, like confess to it or something like that, that would have been added to it. But since he didn't, it's just the test. He didn't even give us enough data to score properly, so it's a probable non-compliant test.
Okay, so it wouldn't have like the reasons.
What you can do, what
like health issues or you know whatever current state, one of those things.
No, no. If it's probable non-compliant, it has nothing to do with. Okay, he has a bad heart or he has a bad case of COPD and it's affecting his breathing. That's not what that is. This person chose to come in there and try to mess with the test. That's basically what it is. He came in there and did things to try to throw the test off. And now, we don't document what they did. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that was just about what I was going to ask you.
Yep. We don't document what they actually did because the defense attorney can also get a copy of that. And we don't want them saying, okay, try this, don't try that, or whatever the case may be. So, for your knowledge, probable non-compliant is he came in and he purposely was doing things to try to throw the test off.
Okay.
So, you know, and we don't just go probable non-compliant without warning them. We give them one, two, three warnings, whatever we feel is applicable. We'll give them those warnings. And if they continue to choose not to follow the exam instructions, it's no exam. They're purposely messing with the test. It's like they're trying to come in and use countermeasures.
Okay. Okay.
So, that's what that is.
And then this was done on, I believe, the 2nd of this month. Would the video still be available, or was that just a live broadcast?
That was just a live broadcast, what you saw. You were able to look at it from the viewing room. When I went back in there, I'm pretty sure I haven't had anybody with a PNC test decide to talk to me after I go in there and confront them about not following instructions. So I'm sure there was no video anyway. Who was this person that I tested? Do you remember his name?
Yep, Philip Gerhard right Neumeier.
What was he charged with?
Arson. Well, incendiary.
Oh, yeah. That guy, he was a complete butthole. That guy there, there's nothing, he didn't say anything. I remember him. He didn't say anything that would prompt me to write anything down. The actual recording I can check once I pull over and see if we still have it. We are on a 14-day loop, if I'm not mistaken. And if it's there, I can go print it out for you and get it right to you. But it was every bit of 3 minutes, 3 to 4 minutes.
Okay.
He never said anything.
Okay. Yeah. Can you give me a little bit more information about that, about your time with him?
Like what he said to me or whatnot?
Well, you said he was a butthole, so we're trying to get a little more of a basis of his character.
Oh, okay. That's me talking to you. That's nothing I would put in a report. But yeah, he was very. He tried to claim he had neuropathy. That's not the case. As you can see, he was moving his feet up and down purposely. So he's in there even after being told, "Hey, man, you can't be moving." He did none of that moving prior to us testing. So I know because that's my job is to watch him before I even administer the test. So I know that he was doing it on purpose, and you guys even saw it. You said you saw him moving his feet up and down and stuff like that. So it's stuff like that that will definitely throw off a polygraph. He knows that. I'm sure his attorney told him what a polygraph is if he didn't look it up himself. So his movements and all that stuff, even after being told not to do it, is a great indicator that he's choosing not to follow instructions on purpose. And if you need to put anything in there from your perspective, you can put in your sub exactly what you saw him doing when he was sitting there.
Okay.
You know, and if it's clear enough for you guys to see it from closed circuit TV, you know for a fact that he's moving extremely purposefully, I guess.
Okay. And you said it's on a 14-day loop. Yeah, if you could go back and I guess retrieve that.
If it's there. I can't guarantee you that it's there, but I can check. And if it's there, I can definitely pull it for you today.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay. Do you have, can you text me a callback number to this phone number you just called me from, and I'll check it, and I'll let you, or matter of fact, just hold tight right now. When was the test? What day did you say?
February 2nd.
February 2nd. Hold on 1 second.
I believe it was like a 4-hour ordeal.
Yes, I do have it. It is still there.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Yep. It's about 3 minutes long. So I'll burn it for you, and it could be available tomorrow afternoon if you want it.
Okay, that sounds great. I appreciate that.
Okay, no problem. Just text me a phone number that I can reach you, and I'll call you when I'm clear, and then I can even bring it to you or meet up with you, whatever it takes to get it done.
Okay, sounds good.
All righty, sir. All right.
Thank you, Dick.
All right, yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.